At the beginning of each year, we start off with New Year's resolutions, new me, new frontiers to conquer, and we jot down a number of things that we would like to achieve and we'd like to accomplish during the course of the year. But as we settle into the year, we see that these goals are fleeing away from us, and none of this seems to materialize and none of this seems to become concrete. And as we realize that things are not coming to fruition, we actually ditch our goals and our New Year's resolutions and we continue with life as it was before that. Now, to approach the matter differently, we have Sister Aisha Esop, who is a certified rapid results and Muslim life coach, who has also been involved in basic Islamic counseling and who's currently busy with her second year of Islamic studies at Darul Uloom. And she has taken a very interesting approach, and that is we make intentions as opposed to resolutions in the beginning of the year. Sister Aisha, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Radio Islam International. A very interesting approach to the matter, New Year's intentions as opposed to resolutions.
With resolutions, it's usually just made so on the spot, you know, whereas an intention is made from a different space altogether. In a resolution is made in the hype of the season, you know, everybody's excited with the end of the old year, the coming in of the new year, and generally with the new year, people want a new me, like you mentioned. So it's sort of like a mindset that when the clock strikes 12, a new me is going to emerge. So you're going to roll out of bed on the 1st of January as a new person. And then we tend to forget that there's a process involved in gaining this new me. There's time, effort, and toil that goes into the entire process of emerging as a new person. So resolutions are sort of made very impulsively and in that moment and on the spot. Whereas intentions are thought through and planned and, you know, really thought through, and, you know, you put a lot of time and effort into rethinking what you want to do.
So how does intentions impact on our overall performance throughout the year?
Okay, so for me, the word resolution, it just sounds so rigid and hard. It's like there's no room for compromise. I will do this or I won't do that. Then most people's minds respond very negatively to rigidity and commands. The mind automatically rejects something when it considers it to be an imposition. And then a resolution stems from a negative space of judgment of oneself. Mm. So you, for example, you see an image of a body that you would like to have. That puts you in judgment of yourself and you shame yourself. So a resolution is made as an attempt to move away from the self or a rejection of self. Mm. Whereas an intention is a move towards something better. The word itself delivers a message of hope and positivity. So it comes from an acceptance of who you are at this point and with an intention of who you want to be or where you would like to reach at a certain point. So it stems already from a more wholesome, a more positive place, and the mind then accepts this more readily. Whereas like a goal is a projection of a future accomplishment, the intentions are what will pave the way towards attaining that goal.
Hmm. So you're saying that in paper it looks the same, but conceptually it's two different things altogether.
Yes, you know, the mind, they say, is a very powerful tool, and the way you speak to your mind will determine what your mind, how it replays that back to you.
Now, in general, what tends to happen that people kind of like slip away from their resolutions and what they have intended to set out to achieve during the course of the year?
So like I said, a resolution is just made quickly and on the spot. There's no planning going into it. Whereas if you set an intention, there's a process that goes into planning it out. You've got to break your goals down into smaller parts. You've got to put in a plan of action and you've got to activate the plan of action. It's not just something you say, I'm going to do. I'm going to lose weight. But how are you going to lose weight? What are you going to do to lose weight? You've got to sit with pen and paper, write down your goals. A goal is only a goal if it's written down. And same with intentions. When you write it down, it becomes more solid, more concrete to your mind and to yourself. When you write down your intention, it's a commitment to yourself that this is what I intend to do.
Mm-hmm. On a general, is it even worthwhile, whether it's intentions or resolutions or goals, whatever you want to put it in, Is it worthwhile doing this exercise and activity in the beginning of the year?
It's worthwhile doing this activity every single day of your life. I believe that an intention that you set every morning of your day will determine the course of your day. So you can set intentions in the beginning of the year, in the beginning of the month, in the beginning of every day. It's very, very beneficial.
Yes, and I think that is a very powerful message, and a simple intention can go a very long way. And as you mentioned, every morning should start off with some beautiful intentions. What are some of the good intentions to keep in mind and to start off each day with?
So I usually start off my list of intentions with, as Muslims, to do everything that I'm going to do only for Allah's pleasure and solely and only for His, to please Him. And that takes your focus off insan. You know, when sometimes we do things for people and we don't get the gratitude and recognition that we want, and that brings us down. Whereas if we set the intention that you're doing everything only for Allah's pleasure, it changes your focus completely away from the creation to the Creator. So I start my day intentions with that, and I found it very, very beneficial. Other intentions you could also set is to treat your body better by doing certain things, or to treat your mind better by allowing yourself certain practices for the day. I intend to honor my soul by doing this or that. I intend to show myself love, compassion, and kindness by ... I intend to be true to myself while holding myself accountable for my growth. I intend to be the best version of myself. These are intentions that I put together in the beginning of the year, and I posted these on Instagram. So this is something you can start the year off, and then daily you write down what you can do to achieving these bigger intentions.
A lot of people have lost hope in a sense that, look, last year we planned, we had resolutions, we had intentions, whatever you want to say. And then the year unfolded and the COVID hit and everything went out of the window. So given the fact that we are still in a similar situation, the question that many would be asking themselves is that should we still be making intentions or setting goals or resolutions?
Yes, definitely. You know, we know that at the end of the day, we plan, but Allah is the best of planners. So when you're setting your intentions or your goals, even for that matter, you set it with the hope and with a prayer that you will achieve it, but keeping in mind that ultimately Allah is the best of planners, and His will is something we have to accept. And at the end of the day, it's going to be in our best interest either way. So you don't be rigid on your intentions and your goals. You have it there, the plan, but you leave an open window for flexibility. If things don't go well, you accept that also with grace, knowing fully that you've given it your full and your attention and your best. But you leave that window open for tawakkul, and to know that whatever's going to happen is, at the end of the day, it's all in Allah's hands.
Wonderful, Sister Aisha. Jazakallah khairan for your time, and much appreciated on Radio Islam International. Yes, intentions or resolutions, a good starting point. The main thing is that when you do want to get back onto track, you know where to start. I know in madrasa, you know, we had this book where you must sign, where you read how many salahs you read for the last 24 hours. So we used to do this in the maktab madrasa. The ustad would check it randomly. Oh, you read all 5 salah. So one day the ustad explained the wisdom behind this. He said, look, you people might be thinking that you're fooling me. Every day you sign all 5 salahs, Fajr, Zohr, Asr, Maghrib. And I know you haven't read all of them. But the idea behind doing this is that the day you want to change your life for good and you are really genuine about it, you know where to start. You know now when I'm going to sign, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to sign after I read my Fajr Salah, after I read my Dhuhr Salah, after I read my Asr Salah. So you're going to be true and honest to yourself. So many would think that these things are futile, they don't hold any value, don't hold any weight, but it does. The day you want to change your life, you know exactly where to start, whereas many people don't even have a plan to start off with. It's always good to have something in plan and something in place, so inshallah we can get somewhere in life. Life is all about making progress. It's 6:28. We'll listen to a beautiful nasheed thereafter the headlines, and thereafter the remaining program will continue as usual with Maulana Junaid Saab.